That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill that makes it a misdemeanor to smuggle cell phones into California prisons. KPCC's Julie Smalls reports.
The new law makes it a misdemeanor to smuggle a cell phone into prison with a punishment of 6 months in jail and up to $5,000 in fines for each device. Inmates found with contraband phones will lose time credits they earn for good behavior and may have to serve their full sentences as a result. California's Department of Corrections confiscated 11,000 cell phones from inmates last year. Prison visitors, men and women, young and old, smuggled them in. So did prison workers. But they faced minor consequences. The department could ban visitors and fire workers, but the only way to prosecute someone was to prove the cell phone was used to commit a specific crime. Corrections says inmates have used cell phones to order hits, run drug rings, and threaten victims, witnesses, and judges. I'm Julie Small.
The governor also issued a companion executive order yesterday to get corrections to increase searches of prison staff and inmates and to beef up technology that can block cell phone signals inside the prisons. Among three dozen bills signed yesterday by California Governor Jerry Brown is a measure that tweaks the state's regulatory system. The new law stems from a deal between Democratic legislative leaders and business groups like the California Chamber of Commerce. It will require state agencies to review major regulations more thoroughly, conduct rigorous economic impact assessments, and increase the transparency of the regulatory process. Republican Senator Bob Huff says it's a good first step, but not enough.
Anything that does a closer look at the regulations we're putting in, like an economic impact, is good. I would like to see Governor Brown go a little further than he does in regulation reform. I believe that's a huge deal to the uncertainty that we create in our business climate.
Democratic Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg says the measure will dispel the naysayers' drumbeat that California is unfriendly to businesses. The changes won't take effect until late 2013. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.